This is Maryland's Morning News, and I'm Brian Neiman. Summertime is here, and you know, there are a lot of, old wives' tales, I guess you could call them, myths that are out there about what can happen in the summertime. For instance, is poison ivy really contagious? And what about jellyfish and the whole urinating thing? We'll get to that coming up, but right now, Linda Malone joins me now. She actually has looked into these myths and put together a pretty cool slideshow on MSN.com. We have a link to it on our website. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Brian?
Let's start with poison ivy. Is it really contagious?
It's not contagious in the way that people think it is.
Okay.
There is an allergen on the leaves that if you get it off of, like a lot of people will get it from their pets, not knowing that the fur on their dog has this resin on it. And so they think, you know, that they got it from somewhere that was contagious, but it's actually either from the dog's fur or they scratch themselves and spread it on their own. But it's not something you can spread, like, from person to person.
All right. Well, that's good information. Now, I had a buddy who went to Jamaica for his honeymoon, and his wife made him get a base tan before he went down to Jamaica, because that way then he couldn't burn. Is there any truth to that? I mean, or is she just full of it?
Well, a base tan, there really is no such thing. I mean, any sort of tan means you've damaged your skin. So, it's really an old wives' tale.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you have a base tan or not, you can still get burned, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, when I was growing up, my mom always said, and the kids would say, hey, if you get a cut or something like that, just jump into the water, just jump into the ocean, and it'll heal you up, or even just jump into the pool, the chlorine, it's great for you. Does the ocean water, does chlorine help cuts?
Not pool water, I'm not sure, but it comes from, like, the ocean. The whole idea is, you know, it's a solid idea, where saline solutions are what's supposed to help a cut. But when you jump in the ocean, you don't have just the salt. I mean, you have dirt, you have sand, and some bacteria, depending on even where you go. I mean, it could really actually make an infection worse.
All right, now to the story that I know that I always heard growing up, and all the older kids would tell me, hey, if there's ever a jellyfish in the water, you can just go to the bathroom, basically. And then we remember it from Friends. We remember that episode very well.
Monica got stung by a jellyfish.
All right. I got stung. Stung bad.
You peed on yourself?
Ew. You can't say that. You don't know. I mean, I thought I was going to pass out from the pain. Anyway, I tried, but I couldn't bend that way. So?
That's right, I stepped up.
All right, so Joey stepped up. Does urinating on a jellyfish sting actually take the pain away, Linda?
The idea behind it is relevant. I mean, the whole thing is that you want to have salt water or something salt. You don't want fresh water on a sting. And the reason is that there's this whole balance, this salt water balance. And if you disrupt that by putting fresh water on a jellyfish sting, it actually causes the sting to get worse. So the idea is you put salt water on it. Urine is supposed to be salty, but it depends on the person. And so you don't know how dilute that person's urine is, and so it could make it worse. It could make it better, but you don't know. So you really take a chance, and it's not recommended.
All right. So you need somebody with salty urine. Is that what you're saying to me? That's okay.
Right. Exactly.
All right. All right. Well, you'll leave it there. There are other myths that are out there. You can check them out. We've got a link to Linda's article on MSN.com on our website, Maryland Morning News page as well. Linda, it was great to talk to you. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.